Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Psalms chapter 45. Amen. So I just had to explain that so you can understand that graph. Initially, I didn't quite understand it until I looked at it again. It's your grace, your grace. I'm nothing without you. Your grace, your grace shines on me. Say your grace, your grace,
grace, your grace.
I'm nothing,
I'm nothing without you. Your grace shines on me.
Shine on me. Your grace,
your grace, it shines on me.
Oh my God,
shine on me,
shine on me,
shine on me.
He's your grace,
he's your grace,
shine on me,
shine on me,
shine on me. Thank you for the atmosphere of the Spirit upon us. We celebrate you and we welcome you, our Father. Be glorified. Take preeminence. Let only you be seen today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Psalm chapter 45, verse 1 and 2. My heart is indulged in a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the King. My tongue is what? Is as the pen of a ready writer. So in the realm of the spirit, your tongue is your writing instrument. Follow me. Now whatever you see that is documented in this realm was first written by words, spoken words. Verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. I have always known grace in so many ways, but I never knew grace was a drink. Stay with me. Today I want to talk to you. Still speaking on the apostolic people, apostolic times, I want to drill down on grace. There is nothing that a man can do for God except God does it through him. God is the first worker of his work. See, for how does Paul put it? Say, help me. Give it to me properly. For it is he that what? Walketh where? Before God does anything that the world sees, he will do it in you first, in your heart. He uses you as a model for the world to be able to see what is what he wants to do. So before he comes for us, he will first come in us. There will be no rapture until the Son of God is fully born in us, where the word becomes flesh again, where there will be Jesus is walking on the streets again. Black men, white men, yellow, cream, whatever. When we have people, regular guys, regular believers walking on the street, living as Jesus lived, there will be no rapture, because the harvest, the quality of the harvest cannot be greater than the quality of the seed that was sown. What God sown into the ground was Jesus. The harvest cannot be anything less. And God will wait. One generation will come, another will pass, until he sees what he's looking for. That type of man, that type of believer, that eagle believer, that one that dwells in the mountain, that one that knows how to retreat in grace until the feathers grow again. Oh, the matured believer, symbolic of the ego, symbolic of the ego, symbolic of the one who is taught in grace, the one that knows that there is nothing that is given to a man except that which comes from above. That believer who doesn't just know it but lives it. Who lives it? I'm talking about the commandment of the New Testament, the law of grace. Why is this man fairer than the children of men? Is there something about grace that makes a man a god, that a man can be better than men? Say, thou art fairer, you are more attractive than the sons of men. He said, why? Because grace has been poured into thy lips. And I began to look at that phrase, grace poured into the lips of a man. How? When Jesus was growing, scripture says what? He said he was full of what? Grace and what? So if you know truth without grace, you will raise a legalistic generation that have 100 commandments of do's and don'ts, but people will be ever hearing, ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They will keep seeing what you are saying, but they cannot press into it. Hey, and before you think I'm talking about those churches that have a lot of rules, I'm talking about everyone who said something that you heard and said, yes sir, but you couldn't press into it. Including myself. I said, every time you heard something that had a symbolism of truth and you sought to grab it and it eluded you, watch out. You see, the thing must be properly mixed. If you want a good bread or you want to bake a cake, you have to mix it properly. Huh? See, is what? The fullness of what? Grace. Truth. Truth without grace. Legalism. You have people telling you, bro, how are you doing it? He says, by the grace of God. Eh? It's a lie. It's not by the grace of God. Because if the man had to be honest, he would tell you that the reason why he has not fornicated is because he tries to avoid going to some places. Works. The day you will now know you are not fornicating as a result of prearranging your, and there's nothing wrong with that, but prearranging your life the particular way, is when you are standing toe to toe with it and you look at that thing. I can do this now, nobody will know, but my vision is clear. This is a threat. I walk out of it. It's not because you can't do it, you do it and nobody will know. But you have gotten to a point in your journey, you look at it. If I do this, what is the implication? You look at this, look at this, look at this. Is my vision clear to me? Why have I not been doing it? Why did I stop doing it? Then you look at the issue in front of you. Then grace begins to interpret the enemy. Threat, 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 threat. Then you step back. What is in front of you has the capacity to destroy and corrupt your internal configurations. Step back 2 steps. Take 2 steps to the right. Turn around. Walk away. All of a sudden, there are speakings on your heart that tells you you were at Ronke's place yesterday. Ronke is the prayer leader. Don't go there again. Because for you, it was a good discussion. But grace saw into the future and saw that discussion will take another turn. The next time you go, you won't be sharing scriptures. You'll be sharing something else. You'll be eating food. From food, you start gossiping. So, don't go there again. Then how you will know God spoke to you is that the moment that word comes, the next call you will receive will be from Ronke. When I come around here next, it looks like a clear and innocent invitation. Or you may not get a direct call. Something would happen and you have to buy bread on that street. And as you are talking, somebody says, why don't you just check on Ronke and see how she's doing? It's a thought. It's a thought. Again, it's not just so much about rules. Rules are important. It's not so much about rules. But I'm saying that the reason why many are not fornicating is because there's no opportunity. Not because they can't. So they say, it's the grace of God that is keeping all of us. No, it's not the grace of God. You have 101 rules keeping you. And the day that those rules are short of one, you may not make it. But when you have so much of grace and without truth, what you have is careless living. Careless living. Because you come to God, it's your grace, your grace. And then you smile at me. I'm nothing. It's your grace, so that we are even standing. You know, even when I'm unfaithful, you are faithful. I'm going to say, who the hell is this guy? Get him out of here. I don't. Who is this guy? Say, what's this? Who is this? You know, when you hear people say, even when we are faithful, it's because they do something. It's not the person who made the statement made it in honor to the Lord. We make it. We did something. You have done something again. They know you. You are back again. It's not because you cannot make mistakes. It's just the style you are using that is really calling for concern. Just be honest. I messed up. Don't quote the Bible to God. God, I'm sorry. Simple. Just is your grace. And your grace. He's taking part. He's doing tenor and soprano. You on top of what you did. After eating your tithe, say it's your grace. Ha. People have to be really responsible. A lot of us are just playing. What we're asking God to give to us, God will be unfair to give it to you. You'll be wicked too. Because some people are paying prices. God has not shown up. You came and you sang a song with soprano. And you want God to just leave what he's doing in heaven. I wonder sometimes if we imagine how many laptops God has to work with in a day. And he's getting reports. What's our progress? Africa, how many saved people do we have now? Do we have enough pastors to cater for the discipleship program? The things God is talking about. And you came again with your song. Sometimes you need to be imaginative to have an idea. You don't even need Bible again. Just look at it. Look at it yourself. This sort of grace was clearly spelled out when the Lord told a parable about a tree that was not fruitful. This is the marking scheme. You see, you know, I told you can be going to church in a whole year. Everything in your life will move forward except your spiritual life. You will make it but your hell is setting. From church to hell. Go and gather my message. Two tape series. From church to hell. I preached it in 19 when we used to preach about her. You look for it, it's online. Look for it wherever. Go to the north, ask them. From church to hell. When we preach those guys, everybody will cry. The pastor said, who preach will cry. You can't even raise up free, which offering. Didn't you hear the message? The story of the unfruitful tree. And the story, God suggested that he had invested so much in that tree. Space, time, effort, growth. And at some point, God expected some returns. God is a God of profit. It's not just play. Do you realize that the whole redemption plan was thought of? That's a leadership skill. Before Adam failed, God had envisaged the possibility of failure that can come from Adam and had prepared for it. That when you are there, it says, as the spirit lead. God is wondering who your pastor is. You know, what do you mean by as the spirit lead? There is, if the spirit was leading you, you will be ahead of time. There are some terms we use in church that are not scriptural. Say, it's my wilderness journey. Say, he's passing through his wilderness experience. Sir, in the wilderness, their clothes was growing with them. They didn't have to buy shoes. Grace was at work. In the wilderness, grace was at work. God made waters in the desert. Eh? That's what you call wilderness. So before you use the next time, look at it again. There are some things with Christianese. I call them Christianese. We speak it so because we believe people understand. But because of that mindset, we cut ourselves off from the flow of grace. That even when God wants to come strongly on your behalf, he's restricted because your mindset is upside down. So God has given me a very difficult job of rearranging people's heads today. Look at the man who grace was poured into his lips. What did God say to him? He said he's blessed forever. Forever. Go and meditate on this. Learn the art of not reading the whole Bible. Sometimes stop, meditate. That guy was going to be cut down because the father came and said, cut this tree down. If you are not going to give me food, I can use space for a garden. Let's just know that there's nothing happening. Why do you give me the impression you are here, but you are running the agenda of the devil with my space and my resource? How can you bring people to church and then you gather them to laugh, dance, shout, comedy, and all of that on a Sunday morning? You didn't pray 15 minutes, but you had 15 minutes comedy. You say you want people to be happy. So what happened to the joy of the Spirit? What happened to the joy of the Lord? What happened to people being joyful in the presence of God in the place of worship? Since when did comedy become a substitution for true worship? Since when? I have nothing against, I'm a comedic person. If I wasn't doing this, I'll be a comedian. But I'll collect my money. If we're having a social, and sometimes we could say, like, let everybody just come together in the evening and we'll have fun in church. It's not a service. We just want to come and have fun. We can have a comedian. But when we are gathered onto the word of God, and that's why I like the song my friend Chintok used to sing. Say, now we come unto your word, we have come. You see, unto the word of God, we have come. Now we come, Lord, by your spirit, you've drawn us to you. Lord, we come with hearts open wide to you. Lord, speak your word, speak your word. Let Jesus be glorified. Say, now we come. Unto your word we have come. Now we come.
Now we come.
By your spirit,
Lord, by your spirit,
you draw us to you. When you speak your word to life,
speak your word.
Let Jesus be glorified.
Let Jesus be.
word, oh God.
Speak your word.
Let Jesus.
Let Jesus be glorified.
There are certain things the Lord said to us while we prayed. Some of you waited on the Lord, and the Lord told you, oh, I'm going to do this through you in these last days and in these last days. And then we started to run out in the flesh. The Bible says that the eagle on that mountain, they will draw strength. When they mount up, they are not tired, they are not weary. Most of the tiredness come because we try to bet evil's agenda in the armor of flesh. Many times, not all the time, many times. Sometimes it just happens because you are tired. But some other times, because you are trying to make it happen. That brother, that sister, that was that tree that Jesus was talking about. The father said they should take him out. It was the justice of God to take him out. We give you an opportunity. We give you a microphone. We gave you the word of God. We gave you the gifts of the Spirit. And we say, occupy till I come. Take, fill this space for me. Nothing must be in this space that will not fill me. And you got there. Use my resources. Give yourself a name. Give your wife a name. Give your children a name. Every time we hear about that ministry, it's only your name we are hearing. Cutting down. It was a declaration in the Spirit. The same way Nebuchadnezzar was brought down. He was still sitting on the throne when the declaration was made. There are people that are still sitting, but heaven has already spoken. They are still there. 20 something years after God removed Saul, he was still on the throne. People were still following him. But the vision was no more clear. But Saul could no more hear God. All of a sudden, he was doing jomo. He was doing comedy, going to visit people that he had thrown out of the kingdom, masquerading, making it look like it wasn't him. I don't know who invited the comedian. I just came to say, I saw that we had the comedian. You are guilty as charged. If it happened on your watch, you are guilty. He said to us, you go to bed, I go there. You are guilty, sir. It happened, you are there. You cannot say. A leader cannot absolve himself. Cannot absolve yourself. Say, you are not around, you are sick, you traveled. Who sent you to travel? When you went there and they gave an honorarium, did you bring it to church? Was it not for your pocket? You can delegate authority, but you cannot delegate responsibility. Let me do this thing. It doesn't absolve me of the responsibility. Something goes wrong. Somebody here needs to wake up. We are pushing blames too much. We cannot go on like this. The reason why Jesus is not here now is because of the type of gospels we have been listening to. They made us feel good. They made us feel happy. The product of the harvest 20 years after is that we have people who are like this. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. Grace is poured forth in my lips. He said, my tongue has been prepared as a ready writer. In other words, why grace of you? It was God inscribing on my tongue. The way he said, I will write my laws upon your heart. Such that even when I want to deviate, there is an encoding already. I cannot respond beyond what has been encoded because my heart has been reprogrammed by the writings of the Spirit. That is why we spend time with God. It's not quiet time. It's not quiet time. Why we spend time with him is so that he can breathe upon us and rewrite the program. He will tell you, this is what I want you to do. He will come later and say, an adjustment and progression. Take out now. If you heard go and you don't hear stop. If you hear go left and don't hear stop, turn around and go right. My brother, you are failed. When he said hear, faith cometh by hearing and what? And hearing. And hearing. And hearing. It's not one time. Hearing. hearing. If you heard once and ran away, if you heard this one and didn't hear the next one, Abraham would have killed his son and God be holding for murder. Grace is released in words. Every time God's word comes forth, it is the grace of God. Was it scripture is that? Is it Titus? Or you say the grace of God that appears to all men? Titus 2, please help me find that scripture. Is it 2:15? 2:8? Please go there quickly. Say the grace of God that brings salvation to all men has appeared to us. Can you find that quickly? Titus 2:10. Okay, for the grace of God, go to verse 10. Let's start from 10. Go to 7, something like 7. I need to capture the full picture. Young men likewise, exhort them to be what? Sober minded. Because the greatest error of a young man's heart is adventure. He wants to see the world. He believes he's Superman. He believes he can do it. He believes he cannot be broke. Even though he doesn't have a bank account. You can't be broke if you don't have a bank account. You need to have a bank account. Then see the balance, 1,105 naira, to realize you are broke. When you don't have an account, your condition is worse than broke. In all things, show thyself a pattern of good works in what? Doctrine. Doctrine means in your teaching. What do you believe? What do you teach? What do you believe? What do you teach? Pastor Adeboye, every night, prays throughout the night to be able to stand in the grace of being general overseer. Has to be praying every night, all through the night. Have you noticed? It's as if his eyes are always looking like they want to close. He sleep. You understand? What do my people from my church, what do? They don't pray all through the night. They prefer to go for inoculation, monthly inoculation, every month. Holy Ghost service. Pew! You are ready to go for the month. The true source of Pastor E. Adeboye are the people that see his manner of living and begin to walk like that. If you're a true son of Pastor Adeboye, it doesn't mean you're a redeemed member. It means you catch the same spirit with which he does what he is doing. When you say, Pastor Adeboye, he fasts 3 months starting into the year. Then he doesn't eat 3 days. He fasts before every Holy Ghost meet service. I should. It is not cause here the Lord. It is being followers of them through faith and patience. I inheriting the promise. This is not, you will not yet us here the Lord for this one. You will see something you like. I say, I like this. I want to follow someone like this. He's a millionaire, but when you see him, he just wears his shirt and flies. He's not just going. No story. See, I want to dress in a way that even if I'm walking, nobody will notice me. I like this one. I want to be dressed like Pastor Gwenga. Even though if I have money, I change my dress, amen. But for now, this is it, amen. You can decide when I grow up, I'll be like Kenny, amen. Kenny is in my future, amen. 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 I covet your grace, sir. Your testimony is my prayer point. Amen. So, when you want to follow fathers and connect with what they have, look at their life. It's not when we are like this. Look at their life when they are by themselves. Pastor Adibu lives like this. Wow, that's tough. God, I need grace. So, even if I cannot be doing every night, at least I want to be doing one VG per week to start. When you take me to that level, we increase. But for now, let's just manage me at this level. Say, start. Let's see how far you can go. God honors the faith and the responsibility. God honors your response. You didn't hear Thor say it, but he honored your response. Say, look at it in doctrine, uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. We could go into all of this and we won't finish. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of a contrite spirit may be ashamed, not having anything evil to say about you. Go ahead. Exhort servants to be obedient to their masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not having a second opinion. Sir, can I say something? You have said your own. Can I say my own? Verse 10. Not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of our God, our Savior, in all things. Verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation. In this scripture, is painted as a vehicle. When you embrace grace, it brings something to you. Salvation has appeared to all men. This is the catch, verse 12. Teaching, speaking. You saw in Psalms that grace was poured into the lips. When he said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it, he was speaking of grace. Because there is nothing that corrupts a man except that which goes into his heart. Food goes into stomach. Grace goes into heart. Teaching us. In other words, it is grace that says, this is not Bible. As at the time this was written, there was no compiled Bible. So they had to rely on the spirit of grace to teach. Are you hearing me? I said that you are not on fire. Sir, these days I have not been able to do my quiet time. I have not been praying well. Cannot. The everything is just somehow. Bro. The reason why you are spiritually dry is not that you didn't read the Bible. Let's face it. Sir, Enoch worked with God in such a way that God considered this word not worthy of him. Which Bible did he read? Abraham, who taught him faith? He plugged into the era of the New Testament while living in a time that it was not meant for. Which Bible did he read? David worked with God, that God gave him his own tabernacle and named it the tabernacle of David, and said, I will bring my children to return back to the tabernacle of David. He lived in a time when the New Testament season was not declared. He lived in grace. What Bible did he read? Sir, the reason why you are spiritually dry is not because of that Bible. You see, even that Bible is already closed. You are just opening it. It's closed. Opening it is not the solution. It's for the Spirit to open it for you. You have lost touch with the Spirit. That's why every other thing is disjointed. When you are connected with the Spirit, everything will talk to you. You will see someone wearing a t-shirt and there's an inscription, it will talk to you. You will be on the main road walking. Everything. God will use nature. He will use everything. He will be speaking to you. There will be no distinction between spirit and secular. Because for you, it's just a seamless flow. It's just a seamless flow. Sir, stop lying on God. You are disjointed. That's why you feel dry. So let's deal with your diagnosis so I can give you a proper treatment. Say, the grace of God teaches us to deny. You look at your God and say, this is not my life. I'm higher than this. It's not because of me. It's because of the work of grace. I failed before. I'm not failing today. I know where it picked me from. It's not by my power. It's by the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of... I'm not going this path again, sir. Because grace gives you the ability to start speaking forth. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Keep saying, I believe in my heart. You are going down. You need to open your mouth. The reason why grace was poured into your lips is so that you can begin to speak forth. Speak forth. So open your mouth. I said, I'll feel it. When I feel it, you speak it out again. Speak it out again. Speak it out again. Stop making up. Stop cooking up revelation for your inability to speak forth. If something is going wrong, open your mouth. Receive grace. Speak to it. I speak life into my spirit. I speak the fire of God into my spirit. I am not weak. I am energized in the spirit. I have the spirit of God upon me. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I have utterance in my spirit. I am filled inside and on the outside. I am so drenched in the spirit. I am drunk in the spirit. I am not tired. I am able to take the city. I am able to live out the word of God. The prophecies are spoken concerning me. The same thing Jesus did. He started his ministry speaking, "For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news to the..." He didn't come there to negotiate. He started by, because he knew it was a declaration of war. The moment he said, "The Spirit of God is upon me to be warfare till the day he dies," he knew. So he came firing on all cylinders. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." When God puts a vision in your heart, the first thing that you'll be the one speaking for it. When it gets to a stage when the vision has matured, people say the vision will be speaking for you. That man is called. That man is clothed in the grace of God. That man is different. But initially, when you start, nobody sees anything. It was you who heard God. Nobody heard anything with you. In fact, if anything, when you shared your vision with me, I said, "Amen, brother. I will thank God for life. I will see you next week." I didn't show up because I didn't believe. Everybody has vision. God might be growing your own vision. Who did God not give vision? He said, "You told me, God saw, took you to a tree and showed you the word." He took me to a mountain. Your own is tree. He took me to seven mountains and showed me the seven continents and told me, "Take everything." You knew you saw tree. He said, "I should come and sit down with you on that tree. I'll see you next week. See you for a year." One man said to Bishop Oyedepo. Bishop Oyedepo said, he wrote a book. The man, Bishop Oyedepo, showed the book to the man. The man said, You tried. My own book is coming out next 2 weeks. It's going to be explosive. We are taking it across the world. 15 years after, the book is yet to be out. Shodikbo said, "See, we do what we do by commission. See, I know the commission." You see, there are some people you don't want to be in their bad books. So they will finish you. When they start, they will wait for you to fail. They will not call for you. 15 years after, the book is not. I do what I do because of my heart for God. When we get to hear Bishop talk like that, he said, "I have a heart for God. I didn't have a calling. I have a heart for God. I had my plans. In the 18th hour vision, I was caught up. Say, for the hour has come to..." My brother, don't fight him out with a vision. But when the vision comes, when God says, "I want to give you this mountain," it will look like the most stupid and unheard of thing. The first thing to do is to start speaking. Speak. Say, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, what do you do? Say, Mark 11:23, if God pours grace into your lips and you took it, you drank it and swallowed it. Don't swallow. Speak. Fire on all cylinders. You are too nice. Nice is not the fruit of the spirit. It's not a fruit of the spirit. Hi, sir. It's not a fruit of the spirit. Terrible is a fruit of the spirit. For the Lord our God is a terrible God. Psalms. The Lord our God, a terrible God. When he shows up, he needs no introduction. Speak. You are too quiet for that vision. Speak. You are too quiet for that vision. Speak. Grace has been poured forth in your lips. Speak. 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 Every man God called, they had nothing when he called them. Speak. There was something he gave you, it was his word. Speak. Speak. That's why it looks like the vision is dead. You ain't saying nothing. Speak. The vision is not dead, but the timing has been pegged because you are too silent. If God gave you a business or a company or a vision, speak. The first thing is not the office. Speak. The first thing is not to be looking for customers. Speak. 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 You get your customers in the spirit.
spirit. It's not by going up and down. You get them in the spirit. Speak. Speak. Grace is poured forth in your lips. 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 Come on, open your mouth right now. I'm beginning to speak forth. Open your mouth now and begin to pray. Open your mouth 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 and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, Paul was speaking. He said, "For I go to where's that scripture? 1 Corinthians 16:9. For a great and effectual door has been opened unto me. So for there are many enemies." Is it 1 Corinthians 16:9? Please go there quickly. I want us to pray with that scripture. Go to verse 8. Verse 8. Go to verse 7. Paul was speaking here. He said, "I will not see you now, by the way. I trust the Lord to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit." Verse 8. "But I will tarry at Ephesus until the Spirit is released." Until Pentecost. Until the Spirit is released. Because the reason why we tarry is because a great door, an effective door, look at what he was saying. I sense that the Spirit is about to move. I don't want to go ahead of the Spirit. So I will tarry at Ephesus until I see the Spirit move. Because the Spirit is opening a door. He's opening a door for me. For me. There's a door of entrance for me. That the Spirit is opening, but I will wait for the Spirit to move, for me to see that door. You are going to speak to every open door, every move of the Spirit in your life, every move of the Spirit in your life. Say, "Come Spirit, come Spirit, I wait for the moving of the waters. 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 I come till your Spirit moves. I will carry 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 till your Spirit moves. For a glory. Jesus' name we pray. If there is a door that the Lord will open, that means there is a counter door opened by the enemy to distract you. It's a door that looks like it, but it's not it. We are going to ask the Lord to close every door. Every door that the Lord is not opening. Every door that the Lord is not opening. Father, begin to close them. 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 Every door. Every door. Every door. Every door. That the Father is not opening. Yeka da liga dabala. Mandere kena liga daba. Every door. Every door. Every door. Every door. That the Father is not opening. Begin to close them. 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 Yega da ba ra ga da ba ra. E ba ra ga da ba ra. Yega la da 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 da. E ra ga la da ba da 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 da. E ri ga la da ba da 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 da. Ye ba ga da 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 da. Ye ba ga da 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 da. Ba ni ga da 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 da. Ye ba ga da 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 da. Ye ba ga da 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 da. Ye ba ga da 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 da. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just two or three prayers we are done. Evangelist, please you come or say come. My sister, please come. Sister Tammy, please get us a microphone. The three of you will pray prophetically as you are led by the Spirit. But before we take this prayer, maybe you give it to her first. You see, we are not playing. This week you start seeing the result. You know, I said to some of you last week, I said your warfare has ended.
Yes.
You are going to hold somebody by your hand that will bring this old verse together. To every door that the Lord is opening, there will be warfare at that gate. There will be warfare at that gate. The Bible says, when two of you shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done unto you. So I want you to find a partner. You are going to command that door to open. That person you are praying for, you are holding, you pray for the person. You are going to command every door the Father did not open to shut down. Then you are going to pray all the adversaries standing by that door of opportunity. Ouch, come on. Hold a partner and begin to pray right now. Hold a partner and begin to pray right now. Regada la da basada. Yega la da 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 da. Yega da 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 da. Yembra da 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 da. Yembra da 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 da. Yembra da 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 da. Yembra da 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 da. Yembra da 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 da. I demand the power of opportunity. The power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the door of destiny, the door of breakthroughs, the open unto you. In the name of Jesus, the door of destiny, the door of opportunity, the open unto you. In the name of Jesus, the open unto you. I command every door that the Father has opened to begin to shut down, to begin to shut down, to begin to shut down. Every other idea that is not rooted in Christ, to begin to shut down, 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 to begin to shut down. I command the power of God to begin to take away every opposition, every opposition, every opposition.
Out.
Something is happening here. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Because the barriers are removed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. You are the one that can open the gates and no man can shut them. We celebrate your might. We celebrate your power. Because you are the one who is doing it. Thank you. Thank you, our Father. Thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Because you will take the glory on this one. On this matter, you will take the glory. On this matter, you will take the glory. Ah, for you will not leave our souls in hell. You will not suffer us to see corruption. Because it is in your presence that we find the fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures evermore. We thank you. We thank you. Because only you can do these things. And we thank you. Because your power and your spirit will release forth from the throne, making things happen to the glory of your name. The barriers are taken away. It doesn't matter what they called it. Jesus makes it so. Jesus takes away the barriers. You begin to sleep well. All the palpitations of the heart will go. You will find peace. You will be confident in yourself. Because the Lord will be doing a work. He will be doing a work that is beyond your certificate. He will do a work in your life that is more than your certificate. He will do a work in your life that is beyond your certificate. The Lord will put the enemies to shame. Those that say you are serving God for nothing, they will be standing, they will see the glory. They will see the glory coming. 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 Kambrabashataleda. Zetrajat. God will do something that is beyond certificate for someone here. Something your certificate could not have gotten for you. From this year, with very short time from now, you will know that this one wasn't your certificate. He will do it. He will look at it like, you won't even know how they chose you. You won't even know how they drill down to you. You don't know grace. That's why you think certificate. Because grace will come into you and multiply all the capacities in you. It will multiply them to the power of 100. People will be thinking, when did you learn this kind of wisdom? But you just took your time to do what you got to men said, and when grace came, it multiplied, pack, 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 everything. All of a sudden, you look too good, you yourself, you become afraid of yourself. I'm going to ask our brethren to pray for everybody here, to pray as you are led by the Spirit. And I'm telling you, it's a season of open doors. There says recession. You watch out. You are in Goshen. You are not in recession. You are in Goshen. Goshen was where the children of Israel stayed. While there was darkness in Egypt, God was meeting their needs. When the angel of death visited the land, nobody in Goshen died. My sister.
Because at times we might have the door that is open before us, and the adversary has been taken care of by the Holy Spirit. But because our spirit, there is no fullness of joy inside. We don't see the door to step in. We are beclouded by that which we think is holding us down, not knowing that we are free. I release the joy of the Lord into our spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Mare kabosh karia na kabos kateria rekebos kotoria bali anda kabos kotoria regegegegegalaba senteria na zotoria regegegegegalaba When others are crying recession, we shall be singing progression in the name of Jesus. In these times, I adore you and I ask you and I plead with you with the message of God that you look unto your God and not to the situation in the name of Jesus. In Deuteronomy 2 from 23 to 24, thereabout, the Lord said, behold, the land which I'm giving you to possess. Now, begin to say, there are giants there. But right now, arise and take your journey and cross over the river Arnon. But now, begin to contend with them in battle. Because as you contend with them in battle, I will put the dread of you in them. Grace has been poured forth. We have been taught about grace. We have been taught about the effectual door. We have been taught about the advance we've been taking. We have been taught about the Holy Spirit empowering us to go through. When you wake up in the morning and there is nothing to look onto, there is nothing to hold on to, remember that you have a God who has said, when you arise to contend, we put the dread of you in them. Rakashena kariada sata. Rekosono, this word we have heard will speak for us, will walk for us in the name of Jesus. Rekama seteria, rebozotoria, rekebosuda, in the name of Jesus.
Ikasuntali braga digirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigirigir Also, Lord, we declare that as we are gathered here, every crooked places begin to be made straight. Every mountain begins to become plain. As it is said, who is down mountain before Zerubbabel? It is becoming plain. It is becoming plain in the name of Jesus. It is becoming plain in the name of Jesus. Grace has been poured forth of our lips, so we are singing grace to it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, everything that has been said that is working against us, it is working for our good in the name of Jesus. Every door that has been opened unto us, that our eyes have been blinded off, we are becoming known of it in the name of Jesus. The vision is becoming more clearer in the name of Jesus. We have the grace, we have the strength to leap over walls in the name of Jesus. We are leaping over walls in the name of Jesus. Every barrier is coming down in the name of Jesus. Every barrier comes down in the name of Jesus. Every handwriting of the enemy written against us is wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every handwriting of the enemy wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every chronic sickness, every chronic disease, it is struck and destroyed on this altar in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, your people are released to fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. You are bringing your people into a good and fruitful land in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, as you granted Caleb strength to take the land, you are granting your people strength to take the land in the name of Jesus. As you granted Joseph the wisdom for the hour that put him on the seat and put him on the map of Egypt, you are granting people here the wisdom for the hour in the name of Jesus. The people here will know what to do in the name of Jesus. They shall not be stranded in the name of Jesus. They shall not be stranded in the name of Jesus. As you are with Abraham, as you are with Isaac, and as you are telling Jacob, as I was with his people, you are dealing with them. It was said that Jacob, he took a stone and he leaned on it, and he did not know that stone was Christ. Lord, as you are with his people, as your rock, Lord, you will be with us in the name of Jesus. Hey, it was said in Deuteronomy that our rock is not like their rock. So what the things that they confronted, we cannot confront. As we go, as we confront the impossible, it will turn out that we'll walk on dry ground in the name of Jesus. We will walk on on dry ground in the name of Jesus. We walk on dry ground in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As Sarah receives strength to conceive seed, Lord, we receive strength for people in the name of Jesus. You are giving strength. That thing that they are about to birth, that thing in you that you are about to conceive, we receive strength for you to conceive it in the name of Jesus. We receive strength for you to conceive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Please, I want everybody to rise on your feet wherever you are. This service is a different service this morning. And God is leading the man of God. Wherever you are in this auditorium, I beg you in the name of God, ask God to give you strength to stand on your feet, because you need to speak out some very important words. Somebody say amen. Let me hear somebody say amen. Hear me. There was a laughter that lacked in the life of Sarah. Laughter. And there was a divine location that needed to take place in the life of Mephibosheth. There was a grace that located Sarah. And eventually that laughter came into her life. Somebody say amen. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. I don't know who I am going to compel to speak out the word. When the man of God was speaking, I hear the Hebrew word that says Ephrata, open. Hear me. The man of God was speaking about grace. Wherever you hear in this room, please, I want you to be attentive. There was a grace upon the life of Peter that made three gates to open on their own accords. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. I was right there when the man of God was speaking. There is a gate that has to open by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There is a gate called ancient that must open, because you have a destiny with God. That gate cannot resist the presence of God in you. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. There is a lamp that you must get in 2017. The Bible says, and the Lord made me laugh. Eventually Sarah laughed after being mocked. I don't know who I'm talking to. There was a location by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There was a hand, Pastor Igoteme. There was a hand that located Mephibosheth. Wherever you are here, whatever vision God has given you, whatever potential God has placed in you, whatever anointing, I come in the anointing of the evangelist. I come for the word of God, Genesis to Revelation, that has never been put. I command you to be located. I command you to be located. Ali katapo sekata, empratu katomandelelo soto, ruma kandaya tuda. You with the experience of Sarah, I reverse the irreversible. That which is impossible with men, I command heaven, the 24 elders of heaven, the angels and assignment here now. I call them forth. I call them forth. Let that situation be reversed. Be reversed. Be reversed. Be reversed. Every sorrow, every joy you have been denied of, today begin to laugh. Receive your laughter. Receive your laughter. Receive your laughter. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hear me. There is a place called Lodiba. It does not take a man to locate there. It takes God. I say it takes God. Wherever you are now, and you feel you have not been located, you feel that you have not been seen, whatever that has covered you, by the commission of this ministry, I join my faith with the pastorate. I stand here where men are are being pushed into their destiny. I command the door to open. I command you, be located. Be located. Be located. Be located. Be located. Be located. Lift up your hands now, right now. Come on. Power of God. The anointing that locates a man. At the count of seven, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Adonai, Covenant Keeping God, whoever that is thirsty, whoever that is in need, whoever that is crying, I call you now. One, two, three, four, five, six. Holy Ghost, you know where they are. You know where they are. The hour has come. Whatever any man has done that said they will not be located, by the number seven, locate your children. Locate your children. Locate your children. Locate your children. I release grace. 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 Grace to be located. Grace to make you laugh. Grace to make you laugh. Thank you, Father. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. And I declare this word with you. In Jesus' name.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us. Plot 223 beside Bode Emmanuel Center, Satellite Bus Stop, Ikodu Road, Ilukweju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website, www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling, 080-8317-8191. God bless you.